Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Juul Network. The Juul Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Juul Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to the Balancing Program Show with your host, microbiologist, preventative medicine and hygiene physician, Dr. Juul Pookrum, MD. Join Dr. Juul each Monday at 5 p.m.
Well, greetings, everyone. How are you? And it's such a pleasure to be back with you. This is the Dr. Juul Balancing Show. I'm your host, Dr. Juul, and this is being brought to you on the Juul Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. And we have been talking about a couple very important things, and I'm going to continue to bring what we talked about last week into the present because, again, gratitude, appreciation is a huge, huge issue here and a state of consciousness that we must propagate seriously in our lives so that we can circumvent not making choices that would rob us of our capacity to have literally an immortal life and to experience everything that we can imagine we'd want to, because through gratitude and appreciation, we take care of ourselves, we take care of the details needed to take care of ourselves, we study, we expand our consciousness in doing so, being grateful that we can, and the information that we are able to now reawaken in our consciousness also allows us to be able to use the time, to use our life force in a very, very constructive way. So it is through that little teeny gateway of gratitude and appreciation for everything that bestows upon you the incredible time, the health, and eventually the knowledge that will be transformed into wisdom when you experience it. And it doesn't have anything to do with the university per se or college or anything. This is a ability to recognize that how things are right now could be real different and to really appreciate that, which then means that you can then examine, are you really using the time to your best capabilities and why? What is the focus? What is the goal? So let's hear a word from our sponsors, and in the meantime, as usual, for the brain, 70% water. You want to have your beverage, preferably pure, high-quality water. You'd like to have your writing instrument and a piece of paper because we also want to stimulate the kinesthetic aspect of learning. And, of course, listening to me, you are participating in the auditory aspect of inundating the neurons of your brain with this wavelength of information so that you can learn it firsthand one time. So when all pathways for the intake of information are being stimulated simultaneously, it significantly enhances the capacity of that information to be packaged and processed so by the brain that it enters into the memories, cellular memory, neuronal memory, et cetera, so you don't have to go back and repeat. So we'll be right back after this message. Get the pens and the pads, the paper ready. Be right back.
Would you like to be smarter? More at peace in your life? Are you searching for a greater spiritual connection? All of this and much more can be yours by enrolling in Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program. Many participants feel effects from day one, and in no time you can enjoy the physiological effects equal to 8 hours of meditation in as little as 15 minutes a day. To learn more and sign up for Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Greetings. If you're just tuning in, wonderful, because we are just starting with our program. Yes, we are. Everybody's gotten their water, their pads and pencils, and so we are continuing on with the concept, the attitude, the recognition, and I'm envisioning that this information, exchange of information, will stimulate you to begin to take action on this information, which will then create the attitude of gratefulness and gratitude for all that you have. Now, we have a very vivid example right before us here in the United States and probably, I'm sure, worldwide, that everyone was made aware that Whitney Houston suddenly died. And so, therefore, over the weekend, with a lot of the different activities and ceremonies that she used to be a part of, the whole frequency was changed because her frequency was abruptly released from the grid of Earth. And I say it to you that way because we've talked to you about the fact that no person is an island. We are all connected. We all have our own personal energy grid that runs through our body. Our wonderful show host, Julie Appleby, talks about this in detail on Tuesdays on her show at the same time, but also, too, she gives us an update on how energies are fluctuating on the planet, and she'll be talking with us a little later. But anytime an individual abruptly changes their frequency, especially when it is a loss of their physical manifestation, known as their physical body, the entire energy grid for planet Earth shifts. So some people, as you've noticed in regards to Whitney Houston, have been, you know, intensely affected, creating emotional states, et cetera, her husband, her family, obviously her children, et cetera, and those who are close to her. Other individuals may respond in shock. Some individuals may have in their minds anticipated such, but the shift was definitely still acknowledged. And other individuals who may think that they're totally disconnected from the Earth grid and what goes on the planet really doesn't affect them will continuously move forward in their focus. However, the reverberation of this lady's music and her image being projected at this time all over the world is affecting these individuals, and usually because they are not at all very much consciously connected with their subconscious brain, the subconscious will have to process the energy loss from the Earth grid in its own way, like it does everything else in those individuals who are really not connected and whole-brained. And the individual will probably just try to move on with their focus of what their life is like. And later up the road, which by your understanding would be in the future, which really is right now, they will have opportunities to recognize that all of these events that have happened, and when we've had individuals who've really added energy to the Earth grid, and then it's eventually and abruptly removed, it affects all of us. So I do want you to pay attention to that. And in paying attention to that, how is that affecting you? So we saw a worldwide reaction when Michael Jackson released his body abruptly. we're seeing the same thing with Whitney Houston. And, you know, it's time to sit down and really think about this. Why does this type of event affect me? What is the effect that I'm seeing? Okay, does it reactivate or reignite your fear of death, an aspect of your life that you haven't actually contemplated, looked in the face, and made a decision about whether it's a reality for you or not, whether it is real or not, and whether it's something that you want to experience or not, and have you made a decision on whether you want to experience it or not, and if so, are you every day acting accordingly relative to the decision that you've made or relative to that event? So these individuals who are creating this experience for us on a worldwide level are stimulating all of us to make some decisions and pay attention and look at our history and look at what we really want in our own heart and to look at if we have literally done the work to have the vision and to have what it is that we want in our own heart, or have we just really kind of put it to the side, again, because of your fears or the fact that you just, quote, don't want to deal with it, which means that you definitely will deal with it. And usually when you have to deal with it, you will totally be ill-prepared to deal with it. So denial definitely always gets you the experience. And it always gets you the experience when you're least prepared. So that isn't a wise decision. So these individuals have, again, not only brought us fabulous harmonics to this dimension and have integrated it into the Earth's grid. Have you ever thought about that? That these individuals had the capability of bringing harmonics to bring light into our lives through sound in a way that definitely continuously propagated and renewed our own personal energy grid. This is one of the reasons why so many people have been affected so deeply, because the harmonics that these individuals, through the use of their body, brought to the Earth grid, integrated it in the Earth grid, and therefore everyone who listened to them, their personal energy grid was also shifted and renewed. So, again, you know that the Jewel Network is dedicated to broadcasting the sciences of life and living, and this is just a basic conversation that we have here at the network when we look at how matter, whether it's animated and living, such as Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston, or some inanimate object we perceive to be, how is it really influencing us as conscious beings of energy? And so we want to continuously help you become acclimated and comfortable with discussing these types of events from a prefrontal cortex scientific perspective so that you can adventure deeply into these events, understanding them from the scientific perspective, therefore not activating any emotions or emotional residue, because you're now occupying in consciousness the prefrontal cortex, not the midbrain surrounding this event. And therefore, you can make incredible discoveries about what is going on, credible discoveries about how you really feel. You can literally now begin to create and implement an awesome game plan so that if it is your choice, that this is an event that you select not to have, then the game plan that you implement will be very important for what you perceive your future events to be. Now, in the past, we've talked about the fact that the communication system of the body, from you to it, and from each cell to every other cell, is through the language of chemistry. So, again, I want you to pay attention, because here we are, the hoop law around drugs, okay? And a neurotransmitter is a protein, okay? The endorphins that are made that allow us to not experience pain in our body are drugs, but the brain makes them naturally, okay? The phenylenes made by the pineal gland are drugs. One of the most similar ones that is synthetically made is LSD, lysergic acid, very similar to the phenylenes made by your own pineal gland. So we have to become much more astute about what are we hearing, what are we seeing, because there are many people who are walking around who think that drugs in and of themselves are a horrible thing. They've personified them, given them a personality. Some people, are, I guess, kind of see them with little feet and, you know, probably a particular color or whatever, and that these substances known as drugs do horrible things. Well, you know, that is quite an animated perception of a substance that is no different from a chair, a dress, an automobile, or a carrot. It is a collapsed manifestation of light that has been brought into this dimension by a brain carrying information that utilizes the physical body to allow it to have physical existence. So, therefore, the drug is no greater than the individual who has decided that they want to interact and have an experience with it. And obviously, in any decent hospital, pain is always on the shelf. We use it to relieve pain, specific types of pain, and it works very well for that. So obviously the cocaine has, you know, incredible uses that are quite constructive when the individual, his or herself, cannot make this drug at will. And we have the capacity through our brain to make cocaine, and it's very interesting. There's a quadrant of the melanin biopolymer that has the exact basic chemical primary, as we call it, chemical structure of cocaine, which is why we find in individuals who are melanin dominant, and the more melanin they produce, when they give themselves exogenous, which means from the outside, sources of cocaine, the addiction or the affinity for that drug is extremely high, extremely high. And so, therefore, the effect is thorough, completely saturates, depending upon the concentration and the duration that it's taken, completely saturates the melanin biopolymer because the melanin actively bonds with it because it is reading it as part of itself. It has that basic chemical bond structure that is a part of a component of the melanin biopolymer, and it identifies itself based on that and bonds with it. So this is one of the things that I have always found very interesting when we talk about drugs and addiction, is that many of these institutions that claim they're so efficient in supporting individuals from withdrawing from toxic levels of these drugs in their system never, well, let me just retract that word, very rarely ever take into consideration the literal chemical structure of many of these very important chemical components in the body and literally do the research to find out if these drugs have literally bonded and bound themselves to part of the tissue structure. If they did do the research, because there's been a lot of research done on the relationship of many of these drugs, the morphines, the cocaines, et cetera, that literally have been identified to mimic part of the component of the melanin biopolymer, and therefore melanin bonds to these drugs very intensely. So with that basic information, it would be very clear to one that obviously treating individuals who carry high contents of melanin that one of the physical components of their therapeutic program would have to be identifying a means by which the drug that has become problematic must be cleaved off of the melanin biopolymer. Isn't that amazing? So one of the things that has been identified, and I'm really excited about the release of my book that's coming out entitled Vitamins and Minerals from A to Z for Melanin. Astounding correlations have been identified where many of these, quote, antioxidants that occur in very pigmented fruits and vegetables are components of the melanin biopolymer. So, for example, lycopene, if you look at the melanin biopolymer, there is a component that looks exactly like the chemical structure of lycopene. So, therefore, we can see why lycopene has such an incredible effect in the body. And with the melanin biopolymer having a component of itself that has the exact same chemical bond formation as lycopene, definitely bonds with it. We know that melanin is responsible for controlling and modulating all of the major energy systems of the body. So obviously, if that component of the melanin biopolymer is renewed, the energy stored in those particular chemical bonds and that component of the melanin biopolymer would be continuously charged because of the intake of this pigment in the diet. So at this point in time, there are very, very few clinics or institutions that have taken the time to do this research so that they can literally, specifically, treat these unique genetic phenotypes, okay, that is to say that a person who is melanin recessive versus a person who is melanin dominant, that is what we call a phenotype. That is a physical presentation that can be seen with the naked eye that represents a degree of genetic activity. And so with individuals who have phenotypes where they definitely have intense red, brown, and black skin that are suffering from drug toxicity, that's one of the major obvious components of their treatment system, is to place them on a program that is going to naturally cleave the bound component of that drug off of the melanin biopolymer. So in Whitney's desire to seek help, and it has been written that she entered into a treatment program for quite a lengthy period of time before returning back actively to her career, it is obvious that this component of that treatment plan was not offered. And so, therefore, even though she perhaps was treated with thought field therapy or emotional field therapy, et cetera, NLP, it could have been a lot of different things that were used to try to redirect her awareness to a different area of the brain and to help her be able to hold that awareness in this new space. The body was constantly in opposition to where her awareness was because the substance was not cleared from the tissue. It was not cleared from the melanin. So, therefore, we have an individual who is at war with their own body, and the only way that this unification would have occurred would have been literally just over time, in that this known science was not offered in the treatment program. So, you know, this isn't just peculiar to Ms. Houston. This has been an ongoing problem in all of the drug rehab centers. The phenotypic functionality of the body is not considered. nor is the dominant energy modulating system recognized in these toxic chemical phenomena, which is the melanin biopolymer. So why does this happen? Because the science hasn't demonstrated such. This is where I got this from. I wanted to know why, and I found just thousands of research papers that have been done on these type of drugs and their bonding capacity to melanin. It's all been done, so it's nothing that we have to go into the lab and devise an experiment. This has all been done. But why is it laying in the files? Why is it laying in dormant libraries, in reprint journals? And it's because individuals are not asking themselves the questions and are not doing the investigation and research about how they are created. And this is one of the things that is very, very important for our participants on the balancing program. That is why we know we have to continuously send you information, and not just information about just one area of your life. We've got to re-educate you about your physical body, because with more brain tissue, how are you going to control it if you don't understand the intricacies and the incredible functioning of the physical body, especially the brain? How are you going to use all this new brain tissue that you've activated and you still are suffering from ignore rants about how the physical body functions? And now, since we have instrumentation that allows us to understand the mechanisms of the body from their gross level of activity, microscopically, we have intense and a vast amount of information how we function, and now electron microscopically, we have information at literally the atomic level of how the body functions. So, again, I am just recognizing myself the greatness and the wonderment of the Jewel Network, because it is one of the few sources that provides this kind of information to you as sound entertainment about something that is so necessary for you to continue to have, as you know it, a high-quality life. The science of life and living regarding your body and your interaction with your body in this dimension. It's very, very important. And so I bring it to your attention because I want you to just ask yourself, if you are really grateful about the fact that you're alive, that you have this fabulous physical body that you're interacting with in third and fourth dimension here, which we call physicality, how are you demonstrating the gratitude of that? How are you demonstrating that to yourself? How are you demonstrating that to others? Those resources that really provide incredible, sound, scientific information for you easily. All you have to do is just, you know, pick up the telephone, dial a number, et cetera. We are excited about seeing our future expanded to satellite radio, terrestrial radio, et cetera. So you'll just be able to push a button or just slide your finger across the interactive screen to hear this information. How are you showing your gratitude? Because, you know, watching the stars on the movie screen dance, okay, and seeing the latest movies, or, you know, having a cocktail, it's all fine, but now how does the science of that really affect you? And that's what you want to know, because based on what the goal is for you, what is your destiny that you've chosen for you, you're going to need the science of understanding why you are participating in whatever you're participating in so that you can be clear about whether it's going to help you reach your goal or not. It would be interesting retrospectively to find out if Miss Houston had any journals or any diaries where she had just once entered what her goal was, what her destiny was that she wanted to experience through her physical body. And the key is to find out what that was and if she had done that. Because maybe she had already done this. And so we find that when people don't have a continuous litany of goals or destinies that they write for themselves, if they haven't accomplished one that they are now focusing on, they have a tendency literally to easily become misdirected because of all of the converging potentials of thoughts that could now occupy a vacant field of resonant energy. And I say vacant because there's really no such thing as absolutely nothing in the space. But because the person does not have a focused directive, they're not holding a frequency, a dominant frequency, that's what a destiny does, then all of these other frequencies then just normally want to occupy the space, the energy space that you call your mind. They will automatically come in, and then they'll be processed by the brain and the subconscious brain, and before you know it, you're taking action on all of these frequencies, none of which originated from you, but they're all still surrounding you, because you did not have a focus. You did not have a major theme frequency that was being predominantly created chemically by your neurons, released into the bloodstream, into the cells, through the nerves, so that your whole body, every cell, every molecule had a theme resonance frequency, so that it didn't matter what was actually in the air, from whose thoughts or whatever. It didn't matter. Your body knew that it was to take action on this dominant resonance frequency. And so, therefore, you directed yourself appropriately, where you went, where you didn't go, how you actually lived each day was based on that theme, that resonance frequency that you had envisioned would allow you to have the experience that you desired. So this is what is really going on here when we talk about having a destiny. You are declaring that you are aligning yourself with a frequency, an event, an object of manifestation, and you are then, therefore, creating a magnetic field, a field of energy that will bring both of you together. And when that happens, you'll call that your life. So when you wake up every day and you have no major frequency theme for your cells to oscillate by, the chemistry is not there, the magnetic field is not there, then you are at the whims of all of these thoughts and frequencies that now can take control of your body. Perhaps that may have been one of the dilemmas for Miss Houston. And many times when that kind of situation happens, where a person literally does not have their own devoted destiny in mind at all times until that is achieved, they do feel, as they describe it, scattered. They do feel as though they're being pulled in many directions. They do feel as though they are literally being haunted. All these different thoughts are constantly going in and out and through their mind, et cetera, and they don't know how to stop it. So many times these non-focused individuals are invited very easily to use drugs so that the voices stop, that the thoughts stop zooming through their head, that the perception of not really knowing what to do and what decision should I take, what choice should I make, stops. And the simple solution is just to have a destiny, and one every day, from the time that a person wakes up till the time that they go to bed. And that literally is geometry. That is literally envisioned on the prefrontal cortex of the brain. And so whether that destiny may take years, such as building what previously was known as the Sears Tower, to just deciding that you're going to go to the gym, which is an activity that usually is finished in about 2 hours. So, therefore, going back to the original theme, appreciation and gratitude, when we really can appreciate how wonderfully and grand we've been made and how we have the ability to amass matter through our physical body and to create whatever we envision, it's important to recognize that the body needs direction. Direction for the body is the capacity to think in terms of visual pictures, geometry, and to hold that vision in the prefrontal cortex until it literally collapses in your space. Now, at a quantum energy level, all of this is going on with the energy grids of the body, the energy grids of the earth, the electromagnetic spectrum is involved. Just a lot of things are going on. And for those who are on my balancing program, those teachings are offered. And so I'm sure all of you out there worldwide would want to begin this wonderful adventure into having a greater understanding of yourself. We are, in the balancing program, moving into a comprehension of the subtle anatomy. That's why understanding the energy grids, those of our body, those on earth, the resonators in the body known as the diamonds, which is why our tissue engineer, Ms. Julie Appleby, is always giving us an update at every show, because those resonators are extremely important at this time as to how they reflect and deflect frequencies of energy through the body and through the earth grid. So join us. Make sure that you are now employed in a program that is going to develop the brain, that's going to develop all areas of the brain so that you can begin to see yourself in a much more detailed light, literally, no pun intended, and to get busy really studying yourself at all the different levels and dimensions possible. And so with that said, of course, you can always write us at info@thejewelnetwork.net, and we will take care of that for you. Or you can go to www.thejewelnetwork.net/ balancingprogram.html. And so it's time for our update on what's going on with the diamonds and the energy grids in the body and on planet Earth. And so without further ado, our diamond light worker and tissue engineer, Julie, is here. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Jewel. Hello, everybody. I'm really good, thank you. And how are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I'm just so grateful and have so much gratitude. I'm here to talk with you. So tell me.
I'm just so grateful that we have the ability as human beings being made the way that we are to actually have that conscious focus, the knowing and the teachings that we can consciously focus and actually change the configurations, if you like, of the grids of the body and change what we are programming into those grids. Because it was very interesting listening to you, because I'd picked up a really interesting little snippet earlier, and it's not new. This thing was actually discovered some time ago, a couple of years ago, and I've only just come across it, but I thought, you know what, this is just such a wonderful example of this, the interaction and the gift that we have in our ability to use our consciousness to interact with the greater grids and the universal mind and the flow of energy. But there's a report, and I don't know if you've ever seen it, about a very, very strange rock that was found in China. And it's not the first one. There's apparently a couple of them. As far as I know, it's China. But it's a rock that actually grows hair. And it has tissue, scalp-like tissue, on the surface of the rock, and it's actually growing human hair, and this hair keeps on growing. And I was looking at this thinking, this is just so fascinating. You know, this rock doesn't have a focused consciousness that it can actually interact with what's going on in the surrounding fields. So if there are any glitches or any distortions that are happening in the matrix, something is actually happening with the grids of that rock that are causing this anomaly. And I think just seeing that, it was just so offbeat and so weird, it really got me to thinking about the work that we are doing and how important it is to understand that if we are not consciously focused on what we want for our body, what we want for our life, that we also run the risk of being thrown about at the whim of incredible energies that are flooding the grids, the global grids that we interact with, the global grids, the planetary grids, the cosmic grids, whatever, and whatever is actually in there, if we are not coherent through the establishment of our subtle bodies and very specific geometries, then we run the risk of actually tuning into incoherent energies, which could cause glitches in our own matrix. So this was just something that, and I thought it ties in so beautifully with what you were just saying, you know, about the whole consciousness aspect and creating our destiny. Because I think that is the risk that we run at this moment in time when there is so much in the way of chaotic energy that is actually floating around. We can either be at the whim of that and run the risk of those glitches influencing our own matrix fields, or we can use our consciousness and we can determine what it is that we want. And the diamond support in structuring the grid so that we can be coherent in our interactions with our vision and with that energy so that we can harness what it is that we need and want.
Yeah, well, I tell you, yep, well, definitely, we know that that was probably the case with Miss Houston, you know, and so the only tool
yeah.
that we taught on a mass level to change states of consciousness is to use external drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, nobody's being told that your brain is the greatest pharmaceutical company
mm-hmm.
ever known. And so,
yep.
therefore, how do you cause the brain to create a different chemical constitution? All you have to do is change your thinking.
Yep.
And as I
yep.
said, detox the body. You've got to be able to cleave those abused substances out of the tissues. And, you know, again, at this level, still in all, people are not able to grasp the profoundness of melanin in that it is biological living light, and recognize that we all are dealing with it all of the time. We all have to have it because of how it modulates the light frequency in the cells. But again, it has come under huge fire and bias, and so most people are seeing it in a very distorted manner and obviously are not using it to their best interest. So part of this work that you do, Julie, is very important in being able to allow individuals, once they come into the knowingness of what melanin is and how it functions in the cell, that with the grid being modulated via melanin, that they'll be able to do incredible things in alignment with the diamonds. It's amazing.
Yep. And with our own evolution, you know, and I think it's almost as if at the moment, if I have to say that, it really feels as if we are really in a choice point type situation, you know, where we can choose to function consciously and work with these things with the knowledge that's actually being provided, and we can evolve and grow and expand, or we can actually ignore all of that and run the risk of almost devolving, if you like, because of this overload of energies that are actually coming into the grids. You know, and we've got another flare. There was a CME that was erupted on the 10th which is just arriving at the moment, and then there is another one predicted within the next 24 to 48 hours. So it's just, it's a constant, almost bombardment at the moment. We might have a couple of days break, and then there's more plasma and cosmic energy actually flooding the planet and impacting our energy fields and the matrix fields every time that happens. So it's really, really important that we get that coherence right, this balance between the structuring of the subtle energy bodies and the development of the brain to establish a much higher level of coherence.
Well, tell me,
and
Julie,
in so doing, does.
Good. Well, thank you. And I'm just always curious. Do you have any testimonies or updates from anyone regarding what's been going on in their diamond activity?
There's sort of messages that come in from people all of the time. You know, I've got clients that I actually work with who are actually not even on the balancing program. And though I've had individuals, I've got a couple of individuals in Israel, and a lady that I work with in Bali who've had absolutely tremendous results. In fact, the one woman in Bali that I worked with, and I've done a number of sessions with her, I've done two series with her, and she actually recently had just completed a series of three sessions with me, and within a week actually lost her dad, so went through a bereavement process. But because she had just been through the sequence of alignments and was literally working consciously with the information that was also provided, she was able to process the grief and the emotions in a much more, what's the word I would want to look for, and I hesitate to say an effective way, but in a way that didn't do much damage or cause much disruption to her energy fields. You know, and that was her experience that had really supported and helped her to hold her alignment and her balance through that process. And I think that's a gift that we need to realize through actually doing this work, is that it sometimes external circumstances will actually happen in our environment, because we're also operating in a global matrix where everybody else around is maybe creating that stuff. But if we've got the coherence and we've actually got our destiny and we are actually making conscious choices about our own life, is that we can react to those situations in a very, very different way to what the average person would. So there's been a few really nice sort of feedback aspects just recently. And there is a lady on the balancing program, I must just say. We have just completed the third alignment, but after the second alignment, she actually emailed me just to say that she was feeling so absolutely marvelous, she didn't want the feeling to end. So she'd actually experienced shifts through the first two alignments that we did together. So the reports come in all the time, you know, and some of them are more profound than others. But certainly the feedback is always positive.
Good. Well, you know, we're being broadcasted worldwide, and so we always love hearing what other people are saying about what they're experiencing, not only with the balancing program, but also from having their diamond resonators activated in relationship to their energy grid. So I just was curious to hear that. And so without further ado, anything special we should do since we're going to have this additional reaction and energy coming from our sun before you go? You got any?
That's always it's always the case. It's just take those few minutes, center yourself, put yourself in the diamond, and you can actually feel the pressure releasing. You can actually feel your core begin to strengthen. You may actually want to visualize that line that goes especially from the soul star down your spine down to the earth star below the feet. Is actually visualize that line and literally hold the diamond in place. And you will feel the energy begin to dissipate and the pressure release as a consequence of these solar flares. So do that. You know, it's something that I actually always say. And I also want to say to people is that I am going to be creating a specific meditation with the black diamond, which will enable us to use it effectively to help neutralize the effects of some of the distortions that are happening in the grids, and I'm going to be doing that in the next couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, Julie, we look forward to talking to you next week. And again, you know, Julie has a wonderful show, wonderful email with all kind of wonderful information about what's happening energetically in our bodies and on the earth grid, et cetera, on the body's grid. And so you definitely want to visit her at her website, the Diamond Light World, diamondlightworld.com, and also Thorough Education and Enlightenment every Tuesday here on the Jewel Network, the Diamond Light Show with Julie.
Okay. That's brilliant. And what I'll do is I'll pull out some testimonials for tomorrow.
Oh, okay, great.
And well, share them on the show. Yeah, I'll pull some of those out.
Well, wonderful. And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Yes. Look forward to that. Dr. Jewel, can I actually just mention something to the listeners as well? Because I've just put out my newsletter with information about the conference that's actually coming up in March in the UK, in Manchester, and that's the one that you and I are doing about human metamorphosis.
Okay.
And understanding in depth just what we are facing from a biological, physiological, energetic perspective. And from the subtle energy grids. So if anybody would like information about that conference, you can go to my website, diamondlightworld.com/Manchester12. It's going to be a fantastic event on the 10th and 11th of March. And for balancing program members, there's a morning that we will be running on the 12th as well. So I've got the registration pages and everything up via my website. So if people want to visit that, then we look forward to seeing you in March because we've got some really interesting info to share.
Oh, yeah, and definitely you want to, wherever you have to go to get your diamond light grids activated, you want to be able to make the journey. So people talk about making a Hajj and a whole bunch of other things. That's fine, but at this point in time, because of all the things that are scheduled to happen, you want your grid activated, you want your diamonds resonating, and you want to be growing a whole brain, no more division down the middle. You want the corpus callosum fused so that you can use more brain tissue. Well, thanks, Julie, and we will listen to you tomorrow. Have
yes,
a great
okay.
night.
Thank-
it's night over there. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good evening, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. So we have a message from our sponsor. And then I'll be right back because we want to give you the rundown for the week. Make the Jewel Network your radio listening pleasure for the week and get smarter and smarter. Be right back.
The rapidly evolving face of the 21st century is requiring us to upgrade our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in order to keep pace with the energetic changes. DiamondLightWorld.com provides you with a collection of energy tools and technology to assist you in regenerating your body, enabling your mind, as well as activating and strengthening your presence and purpose so that you can achieve greater manifestation of your divine goals in this lifetime. Julie Umpleby, a scientist and the founder of Diamond Light World, offers you specialized and personal Diamond Light Grid activations and alignments, focused meditations, home study programs for personal diamond matrix development, and much more. Visit www.diamondlightworld.com for further information on how you can step up to and into your highest potential. You're listening to The Jewel Network, justifiably enchanted with enlightened living, on the web at www.thejewelnetwork.net.
Well, greetings, and I know that you've enjoyed the show today. Oh boy, if you're just tuning in, well, you know, we have just a few minutes left of the show, but you'll be able to access it temporarily through our archives. And for those of you who are in the process of becoming subscribers, of course, to our subscribers. You will always be able to have access to these shows. And how to be able to do that will be coming to you very, very soon. So, again, the Jewel Network for the week in your life. Tuesday, the Diamond Light Show with your host, Julie Appleby, our incredible tissue engineer and Diamond Light Grid activator. Tuesday, 5 on the Jewel Network. Wednesdays, I'm back again, the Dr. Jewel Show. Very interesting things to talk with you. That's at 7. And Thursday, we have Truth or Consequences 2012 with our incredible professor, Dr. Delbert Blair. And on Friday, as always, incredible music for the mind of a scientist. I tell you, that music is just so incredible. You have no idea, which is why we want you to listen so that you can be educated about how this music is put together to tantalize, stimulate, and to increase the profound capabilities of your neurons. Wonderful, wonderful, very scientifically created music for the mind of a scientist. So, with that, I just want to again go back and help you remember it's very important for you to demonstrate gratitude and appreciation in your life. And for those of you who can do that in consciousness surrounding everything that you do, boy, oh boy, the energy that you generate and the quality of experiences you will have will be just extraordinary. So how do you demonstrate gratitude and appreciation in your life, in everything that you do? Now, that is a contemplation for you. And if you're interested, those of you, you can write me and tell me how you do that. You can send your statement on how you do that to info@thejewelnetwork.net. And make sure that the subject is gratitude and appreciation, because I'm going to eventually really start sharing some very unique ways, nothing fancy. You don't have to lock yourself in the closet or, you know, wear white robes or do anything like that. This is just as you live, ongoing, but it is a focus. It is a focus. And by embedding this focus in your prefrontal cortex, that chemistry is continuously running through the body. That means that you've clicked into a particular frequency that has a very, very incredible effect on the magnetic field of this planet. So contemplate that. See what you can come up with. Share it with me, and then I will begin to share with you some simple techniques to change that frequency, to enhance that magnetic field, but most of all, to help you create a frequency that is so soothing and is so healing to the prefrontal cortex. Love you much, and we'll be back next week with more of the Balancing Show, the Dr. Jewel's Balancing Show. For those of you who have finally got it, recognize that you need more brain tissue, please write us at balancing@thejewelnetwork.net. We will get all the information to you right away so that you can become part of the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program family. We have lots of things going on behind the scenes because we want those new baby neurons and dendritic spinal protuberances to have a whole new and wonderful life. Balancing@thejewelnetwork.net. Come and join us. Get the brain balanced, the engineer. We'll talk. Bye-bye.